Chapter 2. To Chamon. Chiron of Wolf Keep was no more. He had been snatched from the jaws of death and made anew. In his stead stood Thostos Bladestorm, a Lord Celestant of the storm hosts of Azir. The man had ceased to be, but from his unmaking, a stormcast eternal had been forged, stronger, taller, faster, imbued with a fragment of a god's potency, that of Sigmar Heldenhammer, last of the old pantheon to stand in opposition to the four great powers. That first time, Thostos's memory did not die. During his remaking, his mind was unmade and refashioned many times upon the anvil of Sigmar's art. Yet he remembered the smell of blood and the stink of smoke. He remembered white shapes dangling from the walls of his burning home. He remembered a dead friend, and he remembered his oath. The need for vengeance coursed through his every vein as surely as the magic of Azir.
"Stand tall, Thostos Bladestorm, and face your benefactor."
The Lord Heralder's voice resonated throughout the Celestine Vault with the force of a trumpet fanfare, snatching Thostos back from the past. Vengeance. Yes, it was coming after centuries of waiting. It was his due. On the great ring of the Sigmarabulum, the bells of war tolled. Thostos Bladestorm rose from his knees and opened his eyes upon his master. Sigmar stood upon the balcony, the God-King, lord of the last free mortal realm. The celestial vindicators were gathered in glorious array, panoplied for war in armor of purest sigmarite, colored a rich turquoise. They stood in ranks in a vault of gold and smooth stone, topped by a dome of sapphire carved with the twin-tailed comet, Sigmar's sigil. The vaults were glorious, but Sigmar's perfection made all appear dull and lusterless. Mightier than the stormcast Eternals, this was the god who had answered Thostos's prayers, the survivor of a ruined world and the near ruin of another. Pure of feature, every line of Sigmar's face radiated grace. His poise was beyond compare, and his armor shone brighter than the sun, with gold and sigmarite studded with sapphires. Long hair cascaded down his back, mingling with the griffin feathers of his cloak. The aura of power around him was staggering, but there was no arrogance inherent to it. Confidence, yes, a rectitude and surety of purpose that suffused all who came near him with righteousness. There was humility there, and patience. There was kindness and humor to temper his sternness, wisdom to rein in his belligerence. His anguish at the fates of those he left behind drove his will to conquer. He was the epitome of humanity, the very acme of what it meant to be of the race of man. However, he represented an ideal that Thostos and the others could aspire to, for each Stormcast Eternal knew that in untold ages past, in another world, it was said that Sigmar had been a man. Only a man. Such a thing was incredible to Thostos, though he had faith that it was true. Thostos's legs trembled at the sight of his lord. The urge to kneel again before this paragon was overwhelming and took all his might to resist. Sigmar had been only a man. He repeated this to himself over and over. Only a man. This living beacon of hope. This reminder that there were powers in the realms greater and better than all those of chaos. Behind Thostos, the men of his warrior chamber remained kneeling. 280 of them, the Bladestorms of the Celestial Vindicator's storm host. Sigmar bestowed a proud smile upon Thostos as he joined those lords already called, and he thought that he might weep. The Lord Heralder summoned the remainder of the leaders of the chambers, until 18 Lord Celestants stood with Thostos, their leader. Then, Their Lord Castellants, Lord Relictors, and Knights Azeros were called out, before all the rest from the temples of command were brought to assemble behind them. 200 demigods to lead thousands more, and Sigmar himself blessed them with his presence.
"Celestial Vindicators," called Sigmar.
His voice was gentle thunder. Faustus had never heard him shout. He hoped he never would. A voice like that would shatter stone if raised in anger.
"To you is given a great and weighty task. This day, your wait is over. Hundreds of lifetimes of men have some of you dwelt among us here in the heavens of Azir. No more."
Sigmar came down the stairs as he spoke. He walked along the line of lords, grim pride on his face. He stopped where Thostos stood and placed an armored hand upon his shoulder.
"A wait that has been long and chafing for many of you."
Sigmar passed on, trailing the electric redolence of summer storms in his wake. He went down the aisle between the brotherhoods that made up the Bladestorms.
"You are my avengers. You are all, each one, warriors who cursed chaos with your last breath, who called upon me for strength, not salvation. Strength!"
This last word boomed, although spoken at scarce greater a volume than the rest. Thostos shuddered, and remembered his own oath on that distant battleground.
"And I answered," Sigmar continued. "I answered you, my lightnings bringing you here from defeat so that you might be remade and given that strength, that you might take that vengeance. I will not apologize for the ages you have waited through, nor the rage and frustration that built in you as your thirst for revenge went unslaked."
He walked around the periphery of the room. The majority of the storm host remained where they were, in postures of obedience. Whether they could see the God King or not, they were aware of where he was at all times. His mere presence was tangible from afar.
"There are many battles beginning, many campaigns in this war. Would it that I could bid all my sons farewell and wish them victory? I cannot. But for you, my vengeful celestial vindicators, I desired to come and tell you that your wait is over. The time of patience is done, and another time begins. The red time. The fire time. The time that the filth of chaos will be driven away before the winds and rains of you, my avenging tempest."
As one, the celestial vindicators stood, the winged prosecutors, judicators armed with skybolt bows and other more potent weapons, the liberators with their great shields, and the retributors bearing their lightning hammers. A nimbus of power played over the host, sparking from their armor. The magic that made these men warriors that could not die. They would fall, and they would be remade anew. That was Sigmar's promise to them. They beat hands upon their breastplates, Sigmarite clashing on Sigmarite. Softly at first, a clatter that rippled across the room, evoking the shattering of hail upon roofs. Then a single word, the name, repeated over and over again, spoken in round by rank after rank, so that it sounded akin to a deluge washing over the earth.
"Sigmar, Sigmar, 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 Sigmar,"
they chanted, louder and louder, until surely all of Azirheim must stop and look up to the floating Sigmarabulum and wonder what occurred there in the sky.
"To Chamon, to the realm of metal. Go forth and bring destruction upon your foe. Seek out the Silver Way, so that we might rain terror upon the servants of the dark gods in every realm. Seek out the Duadin, so that we might march with vengeful allies,"
cried Sigmar. and his voice was the thunder to the storm conjured by his men. Lightning crackled from his fingertips, lifting his hair and burning in his eyes. Raw power skittered all over the room. The comet in the ceiling blazed, and a cold wind lifted up the cloaks of the storm host.
To Chamon!
A loud boom shook the vault. Magic flared bright, and just as quickly died away. Then the vault was empty of men, leaving the god alone. He looked around and marveled at his own works. The quest for vengeance had begun.